Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes out. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
Yeah, that's right. You hear that music? That's Uncle Luke. Maybe you were wearing Air Force One, hanging out listening to Uncle Luke. That's okay. We go to the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus app today. Circus Sports Illinois is where we find Jarrett Payton. He is at Payton Son on X. He is, of course, the anchor for WGN TV Sports. And you can catch the Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights. Live at 7:30. Jarrett is on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hey, Jarrett, how are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you guys doing?
Well, we're trying to figure out how long we could survive without the internet. And also, have you heard that Air Force Ones are now dad shoes?
Yeah, I have heard. I've been seeing the dads around rocking Air Force Ones. And definitely, that was my shoe of choice when I was down in the 305. I mean, you had to have a crispy pair of ones to be able to go out, you know, at nighttime. So I could not live without the internet, but definitely could live without having those ones come back into my closet. So I'm good.
Okay. I like that. Are you good with where the Bears are right now? Because we're kind of figuring out what this week means for the Chicago Bears. This game on Sunday, on the road, in the division. Haven't won a division game yet in two tries.
Yeah, I feel comfortable. Listen, I'm happy with the progression that I'm seeing from this ball club. And I know there are some deficiencies when you look at whether it's on the defensive side of the ball or what have you, or people always want to talk about everywhere I go, the progression of Caleb Williams. But to see where this team is nine games in, I have to be the one to tell you that I did not see them with a winning record at this time. So they've exceeded my expectations. You look at the exceeding last year's win total already, nine games in. We still got games to go. And I think this team is playing with just a lot of confidence, man. They're believing. Doesn't matter what people on the outside of the locker room believe, that they believe in themselves. And it's shown in their play, even though, you know, people then want to come and talk to me, Marshall, about who they're playing. Listen, that's who's on your schedule that week, man. And you got to beat them. And it is hard. Wins are hard to come by in the NFL. So I give this team a lot of credit for how they've kind of, I don't know, fed off of their head coach, and give a lot of credit to Ben Johnson for kind of establishing this culture here in Chicago just in his first season as head coach and as a first-time head coach.
Well, I think just to build on that, Jarrett, did you think that the Bears – down for most of the game against the Giants would come back in that way and be able to score and then ultimately win the game?
Well, I mean, First of all, I'm always trying to figure out what shows I'm on, because, you know, it's always a switch during the week of, like, which I really was thinking about. I said, you know, last week, I was thinking about both quarterbacks using their legs, right? And that it was going to be the Bears defense having trouble against, you know, quarterbacks that are mobile, that can use their feet, and Jackson Dart. And then I was just thinking about, you know, could Caleb Williams find a way to be able, if things aren't there, I know Houdini is fun to see and to watch all the time, but if it's there, take it, man, get upfield. And so there was watching the battle between Jackson Dart just darting through that Bears defense. I got a little worried, but after I saw him walk into the locker room, I was like, yo, Bears got a chance now. They got a chance, because I knew who was coming up behind him. As soon as I heard Unlimited Russ coming up, I was like, "Oh, we good."
We good, man. We cool.
And I knew that if this thing was close in the fourth, man, they were gonna find a way to be able to win it. So yes, at first it was looking a little murky, you know, for the first three quarters. I was like, "Eh." Fourth, I was like, yeah, these dudes are going to end up winning this game. And lo and behold, they did. And in the fashion that they did as well, just, man, giving Caleb a lot of credit, man. It's hard. I said, it's hard to figure out with quarterbacks. Like, everybody wants a quarterback everybody's got different criteria is what they want from their quarterback. The one thing that is always added in there is how they are under pressure, especially in crunch time. And he's checked that box. And that's refreshing for me, because I believe as this thing grows with him and Ben Johnson through this process and them growing through, and I know all of us talked about this when we said that, like, over time, like after this year, or how they're going to grow in the off season, man, to watch what he can do and check that box is awesome. And I believe that it's just about the other stuff, that the first three quarters of the game and finding a balance there in his game. And if he can do that, which I believe he's smart enough, think he's good enough, there's something special in that young man. That fourth quarter stuff, you can't teach that stuff. The ice in the veins, Iceman, you can't teach that.
Is that your go-to nickname, Iceman? We're trying to figure out what Caleb's nickname should be. I just want to call him Caleb, but other people have other ideas.
I just want to call him Caleb too, but I just see Iceman everywhere. I don't know if they're talking about the new Drake album or they're talking about Caleb. So I'm just trying to figure it out, but he does. I mean, Iceman, I'm cool with that if he's cool with
you, the way
you're
the
working
question
through
mark,
it, yeah.
I don't know if you believe, like, you believe in his actual performance in fourth quarters, but that's okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We are talking with Jared Payton, WGN TV sports anchor, here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Mark Grody, by the way, coming up in a matter of 12 minutes or so right here on 670 The Score. Jared, Taquan Brisker, because you talk about checks, and I keep thinking about checks that you write with your mouth and you better be able to cash them. Taquan Brisker's comments about making Justin Jefferson cry, is that going to come back to haunt him this week? Is that going to come back to haunt all of us this week?
I hope it doesn't. I really do. I hope it doesn't. I remember when I heard that, you know, as sitting in the sports office at WGN, and we're always breaking down, just, you know, looking for bites and stuff. And so when I heard that, I was like, listen, it's a game. Marshall, it can. It can come back because we're talking about one of the greatest receivers in all of football. So if they can find a way, it's more about can J.J. McCarthy get him the football, you know what I mean, and consistently. I mean, as much as you want to. And I know one of the biggest issues is finding getting pressure on quarterbacks with this defense. But, I mean, I just – J.J. seems frustrated with how things are going, and anytime that you're, you know, a superstar, you want to get the ball, you want to put it in your hands. Lo and behold, the funny part is that he's saying all that stuff, and how much is he going to really see him? You know what I mean? So we'll have to watch and wait and see. But I don't think it's going to, because I said it on Mullion Hall earlier in the week. I think the Bears win on Sunday. So.
Well, and that's kind of where we sit with it, is this is an excellent opportunity, not just to win the game, but to beat a notable win, you know, division game in Minnesota. Of course, we know what happened last year there. But you touch on something, Jarrett, that we've seen a lot when it comes to this Vikings team when they play the Bears. There will be days where you're expecting Justin Jefferson to absolutely eat, and then it doesn't happen. And I don't necessarily think it's his fault. Like, I do think Jalen Johnson specifically has covered him well. But there are times where the Vikings, for whatever reason, will just have an underwhelming game in the receiving core.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it doesn't scare me as much. I mean, let's flip the script a little bit. If Sam Darnold was still there and he was throwing J.J. the ball the way he's playing now, I might be a little worried. But, yeah, J.J.'s still trying to figure himself out. And, you know, the hard part is, When we think about these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks, a lot of them, they've been hurt, so they're not getting the experience that they need to grow. And so, the one thing that I feel like we don't talk about enough is the durability of the quarterback that's here in Chicago with Caleb Williams. I mean, this young man has been here and been on the field and been available, and to me, that speaks volumes. Because you look at the other quarterbacks around the league, the young ones. Jaden Daniels injured. I mean, all these guys, we talk about them and how good we think they are, but hopefully we get the chance to see them progress, because a lot of them can't stay healthy. You can't say that about Caleb Williams. He's been available. And to me, I don't think we speak enough about that.
Jared, we had a question we were bouncing around with ourselves and Mark Grody. And I just want to ask your opinion. Who do you think's been the MVP of this Bears defense so far this season? Because it seems like there's a lot of options there, because no one stood out in a way that says, okay, this defense is excellent. But they've obviously done enough to stay around in these games and get to six
wins. Marshall, I'm stopping you. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, bro.
In two games?
In 2 games, bro.
Wow.
That is... I don't know if he's the MVP. I just know that that's probably going to be one of the biggest pickups of, you know, during the season pickups for a team, and a guy that has such a big impact in what you've seen. I mean, he has ignited something in this defense. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who else. I couldn't give you another name.
Okay.
As of right now.
Kevin Byard, but you know.
Oh, okay. I could go with Kevin Byard. I can go there, but the impact that CJ has brought to this ball club has been phenomenal, and I did not know what to expect.
Right.
And when you're making plays and you're getting sacks and forced fumbles 2 weeks into the team that you just joined, that right there, that's different. That's different.
Well, I was laughing because obviously we all remember the 2020 season, you know, where he gets punched in the face twice, and he's laughing all the way to the bank because he's wearing a helmet, number one, and then number two, his team kept winning. And then, you know, George McCaskey at one point called him a punk in reference to how he would get under the skin of players, and now he's giving the post-game speech in the game ball. I mean, what a redemption arc.
It's such a redemption, and that's what you want. You know, guys that have been around the league and looking for an opportunity, you get placed back with a guy that you have experience with as a coach, and man, it just kind of falls into place. And I, you know, in that moment when we're all watching that, we're all like, dang, bro, he is a punk, man. But now he's on your squad, and you're like, that's my dude. That's my guy.
That is how it goes. Jarrett Payton, we always thank you for the time. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Jarrett.
I appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Same here, Jarrett. You can catch The Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights live at 7:30. The GN Sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. Coming up next, we go to Hallis Hall and hear from Mark Grody and get the latest. That's on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bears.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.